Moving on to old business, so we have one item of old business this evening, and that is conditional use number 1800, Cheryl Normandew.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that happens to be in my small area of...
It does indeed.
And therefore, I do have a motion prepared. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1800 for Cheryl Normandew for office and retail use based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The project is of a public or semi-public character and will be beneficial to the surrounding neighborhood. Dutchess County 2007 Comprehensive Plan Update designates the subject property as within the environmentally sensitive developing area and states retail and office uses are appropriate in this area. Central water is available to the project. The proposed project will have access from Mulberry Knoll Road, and there will be no access via Route 24. All entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, etc., will be reviewed and approved by DLDOT and will be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. Project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the community. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the maximum building square footage shall not exceed 9,200 square feet. The proposed building shall be one story as proffered by the applicants. B, the uses shall be limited to office or retail uses as proposed by the applicant. The following uses shall not occur on the premises: filling stations, used car lots, or other lots for automobile sales or storage, automobile repair, liquor store, tobacco store, nightclub, restaurants, dry cleaning and laundry establishments, tattoo parlor, undertaking businesses or establishments or funeral homes, nor dog kennels. All dumpsters and loading areas shall be screened with a 6-foot-high privacy fence and landscape. Final site plan shall indicate the location of the dumpster and the type of fencing that surrounds it. D, a 6-foot-high privacy fence shall be placed along the boundary of parcels 111.00 and 112.01. The final site plan shall indicate the type of fencing in this area. E, all entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT and within the time periods required. F, project shall be served by an individual on-site wastewater disposal system as approved by DENREC until the site can be served by Sussex County Sewer. G, potable drinking water shall be provided by Tide Water Utilities, Inc. H, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated using best management practices to provide positive groundwater recharge. I, the site shall have 2 non-illuminated signs which shall not exceed 32 square feet on any side or facing, identifying the uses permitted on the same premises. The sign along Route 24 shall include directions for entering the premises from Mulberry Knoll Road. J, parking lot and security lighting shall will be provided and will have downward illumination and shielded so that no illumination will encroach over any property line. K, a landscaping plan will be provided or shall be provided as a part of the final site plan. L, any commercial ventilation fans, vents, and heating and air conditioning units will be placed on the roofs of the building. M, no outside speakers, bells, or ringers will be permitted for any use. N, no outside storage of pallets, crates, or building materials will be permitted. And O, the final site plan will be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question.
Okay.
Was there any thought in this for in lieu of a fence along those property lines to do a landscape berm or to offer that as an option to the engineer?
There was, Mr. Smith, and I felt that for the privacy of the adjoining property owners, a solid fence would serve better to prevent the encroachment upon their properties.
Thank you.
Could you read that portion about the sign. You made reference to two signs.
I did, sir.
At least is it specified that there can be one on Route 24 and one on Mulberry Knoll Road?
I stated two, and I stated that the one on 24 shall include, so I'll correct that by saying there shall be two non-illuminated signs, one on Mulberry Knoll Road and one on Route 24.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine, because you're really, they're only allowed one, but they have two road frontages, so they're okay.
Right, one on each road frontage.
That's fine. That's all.
Okay.
Okay, gentlemen, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1800, Cheryl Normandu. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, the record show I didn't vote on that because I wasn't at the hearing.
Thank you. I'll let the record show that Mr. Burton did not vote because he did not participate in the public hearing. The motion carries 4-0.